Blog Talk Radio.
What it is she does.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Shoshona.
How you doing?
Great. How about you?
Cold. Is it cold down where you are?
It is colder. It's in the 40s today, so that is colder for us.
Yeah, well, I wish it was just in the 40s here, but it's It's minus 12 Canadian style. So, so anyhow, we had a bunch of snow yesterday. We're supposed to get a bunch more tomorrow. So anyhow, I'm staying in and being warm.
Okay, I can understand that. Well, we have four callers waiting, so
Excellent. Yeah, I was just reading over a list of different stuff here. Do you suffer from anxiety, depression, frigidity, inability to find success, find love, or overcome adversity, insomnia, isolation, learning disabilities, mental illness, night terrors, panic attacks, phobias, self-sabotage, and suicidal tendencies? If you suffer from any of these, and depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder, and all different types of illness, when your body gets ill, it means that there's stuff either there from a past life or from this life that you've trapped. So what I do is I release all of that. And what I've done in myself is I've released layers and layers and layers for myself. And I can now notice a difference to my health and just how I feel in general. I feel much lighter. I don't feel as bogged down. I'm not angry. I like where my life is headed. And it's all because of this type of work. So emotion code therapy, energy healing, different modalities of energy healing, whatever it takes to get you there. Just go with the flow, you know. Because much of our suffering is due to negative and emotional energies that have become trapped within us. So with that, Barbara, we can get going or whatever. I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is something that has to be. This is a necessity in life, in this life, in this day and age. If you want to live a happy life, you got to think metaphysical. You don't think in the box, you think out of the box. It's not just about what our systems have to offer. It's about different modalities that help get you there faster and in an adequate way. So, I was so unhappy years ago, and I just don't feel that anymore. It's gone. So, okay. So with that, we should get going.
Okay. Well, we will go to our first caller from area code 860.
It's me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's
I kept waiting for you to say something.
Lisa from Connecticut.
Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah. How you feeling?
I felt so much better after you worked on me last week. It was amazing.
Well, that's just layer after layer after layer, Lisa. So, you know, like whatever crops up, and it's not your whole body, it's your inner core, it's your innate, it's your inner knowing that I want to work on, that we need to clear off, and I need to clear off in everybody that I work on, right, including myself. So, and that's what I've been doing on myself these days is the inner voice, right? What is my inner voice saying? Is it angry? Is it sad? Is it disgusted, you know, like, what is it, right? So what is your inner voice telling you?
Oh, mass confusion.
Okay, well, that we can work on. So, okay, can I tap into Lisa? Yes, is my name Lisa? Now is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Lisa? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Lisa to infinity and beyond? Yes, do I have a strong connection to Lisa? Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can start the music. Lisa?
Yes, thank you.
How do you feel?
I had waves of peace flowing over me.
Well, at the end, there was a few things that came out. Number one being insecurity. When you said confusion or whatever, well, it's insecurity that I pulled out. And then it went to happiness and it stuck there.
Nice. Thank you.
So now, like I said, pay attention every day that goes by until next week. Call in again next week. Just keep this going for a while and see what you feel. Right? And pay attention to your perspective. How do you feel about things as they happen around you? If you used to get ticked off before, notice that. And notice that those feelings are changing. Right?
Yes.
So you don't vibrate as much over things. Right? If you used to vibrate before over the littlest thing or whatever, chances are those things won't bother you anymore. You know? So, but, you know, also pay attention to your health. And if you've had aches and pains in your body, pay attention to those because they could all of a sudden just disappear. Right?
That would be wonderful.
Well, it's fantastic. That's why I'm on these shows doing this work, because this is something that people have to know about. Right?
Definitely.
You know, like your body talks to you. Listen to it, right? You know, so that's how I live my life these days. What my body says to me, I take very seriously, and I sit down. That's why I've learned these techniques, because I want to be as well as I can be before I have to go to a doctor, right? I don't want to put a burden on the healthcare system. Right? If I don't need to be there, why be there? Right?
Exactly.
So, and if I can alleviate symptoms of certain things from myself by doing this type of work and just overall putting myself in a basic good state of mental illness or mental health, what mental wellness, you know, I'm all for it. So that's why I continue to do this type of work. Now, I have a book that's coming, and it should be in the mail this week. Should be in the mail before next Wednesday. And there might be some charts in there I can use. It's going to be a book of 50 different charts. So I'm anxious to see what that gives me. So that could be incorporated into my next show if there's anything in there that jumps out at me. So be open to stuff like that, you know. It's just an open state of wellness. Like whatever's coming your way, whatever I've got for you, take it and absorb it for all it's worth.
Thank you so much. You're very kind.
Man, you're very welcome. I enjoy doing it. So let me tap out of you, Lisa. Is my name Lisa? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Lisa? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Lisa? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. To infinity and beyond, yes. Do I have a strong connection to myself? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now, so enjoy.
Okay, have a blessed week. Take care, Barbara Grace.
Yeah, thank you.
You too, sweetheart.
Shoshona, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from 614, which I think means they're from Australia or somewhere down in there. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara, it's me.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. I just want to call in and give you some updates. Was it Tuesday? You did some grieving and message on me, and oh, my God. The next morning, I felt amazing again. So for the whole week, I felt, you know, like very low vibration. And then, yeah, after speaking to you, felt amazing the next day. And I'm, you know, I'm up at my best self again. So I just want to say thank you. And maybe angels didn't come to my dreams, for healing, but I didn't remember anything. I just knew that I woke up feeling amazing. I feel, oh, yes, you know, I'm alive again instead of, like, waking up, oh, no, you know. So, yeah, couldn't wait to, like, give you some updates. So I thought, wow, you got a show on tonight. So I'm going to call in.
Well, now you get to experience the work that Shoshana does, which is different from the work that I do. But I think that you'll enjoy that, too. So, Shoshana, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Shoshana. How are you going?
Excellent.
Beautiful.
So how are you feeling? How are you feeling? You had some work done by Barbara.
Yeah. So
what do you feel from inner core?
Oh, sorry?
What do you feel from your inner core? That inner voice inside of you.
Yeah. I always feel I have a lot of anger buried deep down inside me, even though outside I'm a very bubbly and happy person. But so I've been going through and, you know, doing the healing work. And it's like challenge after challenge. So, I've done some work on the anger and then, oh, cool, I passed the test. Then the next test came. So lately I had to do, not had to do, but my father came and stayed with us for 3 months. And everything he said or do really irritate me and frustrate me and bother me for some reason. And I knew that it wasn't his fault. So it's all about inside within me. So I'm like, okay, what is it that I'm so like easily bothered as well? So yeah, I feel like those are the emotions that been buried there for a long time.
Yeah. And do you feel it's coming from your solar plexus, which is right underneath your rib cage?
Yeah, something in the maybe they store in the
your gut?
Stomach
maybe
because
maybe your gut. So that
because I do have gut issues.
That I can help you with, Jessica. All of that.
Cool.
So that's how I felt, and that's how I've recently felt, where I could feel the anger in my gut. So I went into my gut, and I released it, and I could actually feel it leave me as it was leaving me.
Mm.
So, and from that moment forward, I've been feeling much lighter, and that was about 2-3 weeks ago. So, anyhow, so yes, we can do some work on you and, you know, then you can be in contact with me if you want to, and I can do more work on you or whatever. So, just keep it in mind, right?
Yes.
I'm open if you're
Thank
open.
Thank you so much for sharing. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, do I have your permission to connect to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, is my name Jessica? No, is my name Shoshana? Yes. Is my name Jessica? Yes. Is my name Shoshana? No, is my name Jessica? Yes. Is my name Jessica to infinity and beyond? Do I have a strong connection with Jessica? Yes. Okay. Okay, Barbara, you can start the music, please.
Thank you.
Are you okay, Jessica?
Oh, well, I was crying a lot. The emotion just came through. Well, firstly,
that's cool. That's what it's designed to do.
Yeah. Firstly, my hand was moving, you know, and I let it move, and then the emotion came through, and it was grief. So the anger was coming from the grief because I think I lost something that's dearly to my heart.
Yeah.
And then after the grief gone, the sadness came. So the sadness, very sad. And then it's funny because it came and then it stopped. Like I can breathe again and it came again and it stopped. So I knew that whenever I stop, it's gone. And then the next one came. It's like a different emotion. So the last one was feeling lost because I don't know what to do. I lost my way or something. And thank you. That was beautiful.
Well, now pay attention day by day. Right? Give your, like, you're in processing mode right now. Right? So whatever crops up, if you feel that you need to keep crying, keep crying. Get rid of it all. Right? I did that one whole day. I sat here and literally bawled my eyes out. And I've never cried like that since. That was about 3 or 4 years ago. And I'll tell you, the sense of relief that I felt when I got it all out of me, because everybody has a well of tears in them, right? And if you never cry, well, that well of tears just keeps growing and you hold it in your body, right? So just go with the flow is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of emotions in there that need to be released, because I've been releasing like this for maybe a few months now, you know, like when I suddenly hear a mantra or I'm chanting or I'm hearing a song or something and emotions just came out like this. And I thought, oh, cool, it's releasing. But then I just thinking, like, when is it going to, like, complete releasing?
Yeah.
I know there's never, you know, a finished work, but it's just like, I'm like, wow, there's so much in there that I wonder when it's going to be finished.
Well, that's how I felt about 7 years ago. And I'm finally to the point where I've come full circle. Now, for somebody like you coming to me and going to people like Barbara, whatever, we've come across shortcuts that we can use to get somebody to where they need to be quicker, right? And that's where I'm at now, is I'm developing shortcuts. So it doesn't take me 7 years to go through somebody. I can do it in a matter of months, right? So every session is another layer. You have many layers inside of you. You know, the thing to do is to get rid of all the layers, and you will guaranteed feel happier inside. From the inside out, you will feel happier. So, anyhow, it's beautiful. I love it. And so you can get a hold of me at Healing Hands by Shoshona, or at Shoshona Pelche on Messenger. So
beautiful. Thanks so much, Shoshona.
By all means, if you feel that it's worn out and you don't feel anything else from it, that means we need to do another session on you. Either that or just call into the show once a week. So on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I'll see you on every week.
Alrighty. Okay, let me tap out of you. Is my name Jessica? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Jessica? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Do I have a strong connection to myself? Yes. All right, Jessica. It's nice meeting you, and thank you very much for calling.
Well, thanks so much, Shoshona. You're very generous and beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is Nathaniel.
Hello,
Nathaniel.
Hello, hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hey there.
Here, hi, Shoshona.
How's it going?
Pretty good, I'm back to work now.
Oh yeah, did you have a good week?
Me back, yeah. Pretty good week, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay, let me connect to you. Is my name Nathaniel? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Nathaniel to infinity and beyond? Yes. Do I have a strong connection to Nathaniel? Yes. Okay. Okay, Barbara, you can start the music, please.
Thank you.
How do you feel, Nathaniel?
Wonderful.
I surrounded you with the spirit of wellness and the spirit of wealth and the spirit of freedom.
Super.
So in the end, you were strongly surrounded by each one of those. So start buying lottery tickets.
Huh. Okay.
Every time you buy a lottery ticket, ask the spirit of wealth to come with you.
And give me a winner, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
You start winning little amounts or whatever, you know. You can't win if you don't buy, so...
If you,
you know,
play the scratcher, or do you think I should ask for the Fantasy Five? Or
I think you should.
There's so much.
I think you should just play the scratchers.
The scratchers, huh?
Yeah.
I'm really, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure that out. I really haven't never played the lotto, so I have no thing. But I, you know, I kind of feel, you know, money coming to me somehow.
Well. Like I said, every time you go to buy a lottery ticket, ask the spirit of wealth to come with you and to pick a winner.
Okay.
Do you pick your own tickets when you buy them, or do you let them pick them?
No,
for
I
you?
Just ask for a random ticket.
Oh, okay.
Ask for a random.
Yeah.
Is that better?
So I place,
what do you
I place the spirit of wellness around you towards your health.
I'm really eating well, trying to eat well, and I'm taking lots of vitamins, and I'm trying to get out of credit card debt. I'm trying to get out of credit card debt, and I have a couple of lawsuits, actually, one for the Zantac thing and another one. I could be a millionaire by, you know, the end of the year or sooner.
There you go. You see those videos I'm sending you?
Yes, I did. Thank you for sending me those. You're so special.
Now,
so,
what you do, if you don't have a pendulum, just meditate to them.
Uh-huh.
And repeat in your mind everything that he says. Repeat it to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's how I do it. I sit here with a pendulum, but I do it on myself, and I'm using a circle wheel at the same time. So I'm releasing, as he's saying his stuff, I release trapped energies or whatever to reinforce it, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, I'll keep sending those to you.
Well, super. You're so special. Thank you for
thanking
me and your travels.
Yeah.
I'll let you get.
Well, any little bit of information helps. So this guy has really good content about him. So...
Yeah,
anyhow,
cool. Thank you so much for all your great work.
Oh, thank you. Okay, is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? No. My name is Shoshona? Yes. Am I Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Do I have a strong connection to myself? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 541.
Hi,
Kat. Is that you?
Hi, Kat.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, extra fatigued today and unmotivated, really. Really fatigued.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me tap into you. Is my name Kat? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name Kat, yes. My name Shoshona, no. My name Kat to infinity and beyond. Do I have a strong connection to Kat? Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can start the music.
Thank you.
How do you feel, Kat?
More relaxed right now.
I surrounded you with the spirit of wealth, the spirit of wellness, and the spirit of freedom.
I love that. Thank you.
So the spirit of wealth, talk to him, right?
Okay.
Or the spirit of wellness, either one, right? Talk to him. If you're feeling down and out, call them in. Right? The spirit of wealth. The spirit of wealth and the spirit of wellness and the spirit of freedom.
Okay. I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
That I would. So, yeah.
I want all three of those things.
So, anyhow, and you were not in your vortex. You were in your sovereign vortex. You were in a dark, deep hole relating to your health, and your DNA was not at 528 hertz, so I adjusted it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, is my name Kat? Yes. My name Shoshona? No. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name. Do I have a strong connection with myself? Yes. Do I have a strong connection to Kat? No. Is my name Kat? No. Okay, we're disconnected.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You have a great week. You have a great week, Kat.
You too.
Okay, Shoshona, we have one more caller if you want to take them.
Might as well.
Okay. This is the caller from 111111111. Hello,
lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I enjoyed your show. I was inspired to call in. I haven't called in a while. This is Karen Sue in New York.
Okay, Karen Sue.
And I was, the music was so interesting. And when you played for Nathaniel, well, I'm going through a lot of stuff myself, and I'm still grieving the loss of my partner. And I don't know, something triggered in me, and I was crying and crying and felt like, you know, I that he was around me.
He probably was. So let's see if anything comes up for you, okay? So, it's Karen Sue, right?
Yes, but you can shorten it. Call me Kar or Karen.
Okay. Can I connect to Karen? Yes. Is my name Karen? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Karen? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Karen? Yes. Is my name Karen Sue? Yes. Do I have a strong connection to Karen Sue? Yes. Am I connected to Karen Sue to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, we're connected. And it says yes. Okay, Barbara, you can start the music. Please.
Thank you.
Karen Sue?
Well, now I feel a lot calmer. I did get very emotional for a while, and he was a musician and he dabbled with guitar and stuff. I was sort of seeing him playing, and I was trying to visualize him, and it was hard to get a real image of him. And then I got all upset and I was crying a lot.
Yeah.
And then I just tried to bring myself back to not thinking of anything and, you know, with my eyes closed and focusing on the music and meditating.
What was his name?
Nick.
Oh, because Mark came up. Do you know a Mark?
Yes. Mark was a friend of his who used to go and have jam sessions at his apartment and in the park.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Mark here.
Yeah. Yeah, is Mark passed away?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because it did spell the name out, Mark. Now I don't know whether he was talking about Mark to validate it or whatever, right? But he is with you. He is with you. He strongly came up, and he showed me loving.
Yeah, so, a lot of. I have these conversations with him in my head, or I think I'm feeling him and having him talk to me, and then I said, you know, I get the sense that it's just me creating that because of the pain I'm in.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to validate. I would wish it was him. And then I ask for something more tangible that, you
yeah.
know, show me beyond any doubt that it is you. And I don't think anything happens.
Well, maybe that's him bringing you to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do get messages, right? Not all the time, but I do get messages. So feel free to contact me whenever you want, right?
Okay.
And through conversations or whatever, if I have a message for you, it'll be given to you, right?
Yes.
So my name on Messenger is Shoshona Pelche.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it. That's so pretty.
Yeah, it's Shashona, and Pelche is PELLETIER. Now,
yeah.
You can also reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshona.
Okay.
Yeah, so feel free, like I said, Karen. You know, like that's. Because the messages don't come all the time, and they're not necessarily direct. But if I'm talking to you, it very well might spell out
mm-hmm.
something, right? So,
are you getting a sense of, am I channeling him ever, or is it my mind?
No, you're channeling him. You feel a strong connection to him. Don't discount that. You just
yeah.
got to figure out a way to communicate with him. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up an alphabet chart with a pendulum because I wanted to communicate, right? Before I knew it, my pendulum was spelling out the words for me like it's writing, like a pen in my hand, right? So maybe, have you ever used a pendulum?
Yes. For yes or no. You know,
we need to get you using a pendulum again.
Okay, so you just go through each letter, like A, is there an A? Yes, no?
I have an alphabet chart. You could make one. It's just a half circle with
uh-huh.
all the sections in it from A to Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it on an 8x10 piece of paper, right? So
yeah.
draw like a half circle with A, B, C, D, E, whatever, to Z, listed on it or whatever, hold the pendulum, draw a circle at the bottom where all the lines come together. That's where you hold your pendulum over, right? And just say, Nick, are you there? See what happens. Right? If he's there and you have energy in that pendulum, it'll start spelling out words for you. Right?
Wow. You mean
so
the pendulum will.
You'll have to form the words or whatever, but it'll move to different letters. Right?
Wow.
So that's how I suggest you communicate with your husband, if it's that important to you. Where there's a will, there's a way.
All right, I want to check that out. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, my dear. Here, let me disconnect from you.
Okay.
My name's Karen. Yes. My name's Shoshona. No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Karen? No, is my name Shoshona? To infinity and beyond, do I have a strong connection to myself? Yes. Do I have a connection to Karen? No. Okay, we're disconnected.
Okay. Thank you so much. I feel so much.
Now, I also encircled you with the spirit of wellness, the spirit of wealth, and the spirit of freedom.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome, Karen. Enjoy.
Thank you. Many blessings to you both.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Shona, we are done for today.
Perfect. It was a good show, Barbara.
Yes, it was. Five people.
Jessica really left her mark on me.
She's an amazing woman. I love talking to her.
Yeah. Yeah, the way she cried, I could hear her sobbing, and there was nothing I could do about it. I just kept releasing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but obviously she had a lot to come out of her. So that was excellent. That was an excellent session that I did on her. So I'm hoping the days to come she truly feels it.
I'm sure she will. She is a wonderful woman.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, thank you very much.
You are welcome. And we will be back next week.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to reach me, they can find me at Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook. You can messenger me at Shoshona Pelche, Shoshona Pelche, Pelletier.
Okay.
All right, my dear.
Well, have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Barbara. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.